44 years in 2008.
So our study will examine the over utilization of community testing by commercial insurance old women. When I say the old women, they actually they're still much younger than my generation. Okay. Current recommendation suggests annual community screening for all sexual active women aged less than 25 years, and also routine community testing for women aged over 25 years who are at risk of infection. For example, women who have a STD, have a new or multiple sex partner, or women who have pregnant. Many studies have shown community testing of sexual active young women has been a suboptimum in the United States. 2010 Hades measure show community testing rate is a 43% in commercial plan and 58% in the Medicaid. And also recently, a National Survey Family Group also show a 38% of community testing, just as previously Dr. Hu were present in this session. And however, there have many studies show a larger proportion of community testing have been performed for older women too, especially in the family planning clinic. And the 2010 Family Planning Annual Report show community testing was 57% among the younger women. At the same time, they have 41% for the older women. The objective of our study is to assess the age trends in community testing among commercial insurance women, and also to assess the reason for visitor in which community test was performed among women 15 to 44 years old. We use a market scan data, which is a larger commercial claim database with the information about diagnosis, procedure, performance at a clinic encounter. Our study included women aged 15 to 44 years who were enrolled in the health plan more than 330 days and also utilized a reproductive health service in 2008. Here, the reproductive health service will include a pap test, contraceptive service, and pregnancy, STD, and infertility. And in this study, we will assume like women who have reproductive health service will be sexual active. Reproductive health service and community test were identified using a billing code. We use ICD-9 for diagnosis code, CPT for a procedure code. A reason for visitor in which a community test were performed were classified using a hierarchy. First, the category will be STD. Second, a pregnancy, a pap test or a private exam, and other. The reason we use those hierarchy, actually sometimes women maybe have multiple reasons for a visitor. For example, if women who have like a herpes treatment but also request like a contraceptive service, in those cases, so we will be classified those women in the STD group rather than in the other group. Based on the recommendation, actually, if women over the 25, the reason for visitor, if they're only in the first two groups, they should be a recommended test for the committee. In the bottom two, actually, they should not test for the committee based on the recommendation. Result, there are 3.2 million of women aged 15 to 44 years had a reproductive health service in 2008. Among those one, about 25% actually in the younger women, which is 15 to 25. This table show a community testing rate differ by age group and by other variable. And in general, like a younger woman who have a higher community testing rate compared to the women in the older group. And also, if you're looking the relationship to the primary insurer, which show a If women insured by themselves, they will be more likely test compared if they are insured by their husband or by their parents. Women in the South have a lower chlamydia test compared in the Northeast, even though, as we all know, like South has a higher prevalence, and which is the same pattern for the both age group. And women in the urban area also are more likely tested compared to the women in the rural area. This chart shows the chlamydia testing rate by age. And from here, you can see 15 to 17, actually, they have pretty lower chlamydia testing rate. And then they will be peaked to the 19 to 25. And then they are slowly decrease. Based on the recommendation, actually 15 to 25, they should be have annual test, but our chlamydia testing rate show they're pretty low. And then if women over than 26, actually for that's the screen rate, but actually only the women who are at risk or pregnant should be tested. This chart just shows a reason for reproductive health visit where a chlamydia test was performed. Based on those hierarchy, you can see around over the 20% who have a reason for visit is related to the STD, is pretty consistent across the age. And interesting will be a pregnant will be a very bad age. Actually, this one will be show high peak will be in the 31-33 age group. If you're just looking the based on the recommendation, looking the right corner in the top, actually if women over the 26, that piece of the women, even they are tested, but actually based on the recommendation, they should not test. Because they are not, based on the recommendation, not in the high risk, not in the pregnancy. So summary, among 3.2 million for women with reproductive health service, about 0.7 million were tested for chlamydia. Chlamydia testing rate is 34% among the young women and 18% among the older women. And most of those tests were performed in women actually in the age 26 to 44 years, which actually count 65%. Reason for visit with a chlamydia test among those women, and 23% for the STD, and 34% for a pregnancy, and there are 43% for the PEP and other, which actually is not a recommended reason. However, those women may be tested for other risk behavior, such as maybe they have a new sex partner and a multiple sex partner, which we just don't know based on those data. And limitation. Actually, this data, they don't have good information on the sex risk behavior, about the patient's sex risk behavior. And the data capture only chlamydia tests that were billed to the health plans. And this data, race and ethnicity variable, and also this data may not represent the national commercial insurance population. Conclusion. The younger women were under-tested. Our data only show 34% who have tests on the younger women, and especially if women much younger, 15 or 17, they only have 24% of chlamydia testing. Older women were probably over-tested because our data show up to 43% of those tests may be not necessary. And our study show an intervention needed, and which should one will be to increase the testing of the younger women, and also to appropriately target the testing for at-risk older women. I think I'm done. Okay, thank you. Very appreciate.
Thank you.
So we have plenty of time for questions. If anyone has questions, please step up to the mic.
Hi, I have a question. Is your name Jennifer or Jessica? Yes. Jennifer. I was just wondering if your estimates for the proportion of sexually active used from NSFG and HEDIS, were those national estimates or state estimates?
National.
Those were the national estimates.
Yes.
Okay.
I only have national data.
Well, it's a very important topic, so we're looking, because we know a lot of project areas don't have access to YRBSS or BR. Did I get that right? YRBS or BRFSS data. So it was very good to hear about your methods. Thank you.
Any other questions for our speakers?
Love this session. There's so much rich methodology that's been developed, and I think you've done the field a huge service by sharing these methods. And so my question actually has to do with the kind of the data that's not appearing really in many of these calculations, and that has to do with information about women who don't have access to services. And from a population standpoint, and especially given what our overall objectives are in terms of increasing access to services for women who are currently uninsured, I'm just wondering, for those of you who've developed these methods, what your thoughts are for trying to understand what's going on with women who don't access services, where might they be getting testing elsewhere outside of the databases that you have access to, and how might incorporating that information about testing can be incorporated into a kind of a more robust population level screening estimate. So happy to hear your thoughts.
Anyone want to take that on?
I think obviously NSFG data is independent of utilization. It's a population-based sample, and so it does give us some clues about what's happening with women who aren't accessing care. And we didn't really assess for accessing any health care, but certainly at reproductive health care visits, even when they're making visits, they're not getting tested. And regarding what venues the uninsured are accessing, I think we could do that analysis. We didn't do it for this particular presentation.
I think the other issue is that when you look at the data, whether it's HEDIS measures or even like FCAR data, the fact that we're only screening 60% of at-risk adolescents, like 15 to 25, as healthcare reform, when we get more people in, we've got to do a better job of getting people who come into services, getting screened, and that's something that we can do something about. So I agree that's an important issue, but I think it's even more important to do a better job with the people that we have access to.
And I just want to point out that a very large proportion of our younger adolescents are not utilizing healthcare services. And so I think we need to think beyond the clinical model if we really want to reach these young people. And I loved Charlie's data about the school-based clinics. Yeah, that was really great.
When there's been some studies like using sports physicals and those kind of activities where they're not even accessing clinical services where they're in.
Right.
And so if we can maybe expand that to street fairs and other things where, again, targeting the high-risk kids and not older women, but it might be a better way of reaching as well as using innovative technologies like texting and that kind of stuff to really reach that hard-to-reach population.
Any other questions? Okay, then that concludes our session. Thank you so much for coming.